recess for 5 minutes.
Stuart's phone number for Terry.
For which one is that?
That's for Terry, the first page.
Right here.
Yeah. See if this will work.
Number 87.
So that's the number that I called initially that they said they couldn't answer.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But I'll try it again. Let me, well, might as well.
They said their phone won't receive calls unless it's in a contact.
Well, put us in their contact.
And I had Dorothy in the office try it also, and she could not get through.
I could have somebody run across the street and knock on their door and tell them to answer.
Hello.
Hey, we got through. This is David. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. Is it a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Is this Terry, I assume?
Yes, it is.
All right. Terry, we've got your BOE number is 87 here. And we've got an appeal. Can you tell us what the basis of that is?
Well, there's no easement. Well, we have an easement, but we have no road to our property. There's no way to get to our property to do anything with it. So it's just sitting there vacant, and I've been paying $10 a year for property taxes, and then you want to add it to $650. And my husband and I are both disabled. We're on disability. We're on a fixed income.
Okay, I think there was some information I just wanted to verify. I think there was some information that the property had been was sold last year.
No.
Or did you purchase it last year?
No, we purchased it about 15 to 20 years ago.
Did they change the name? It's in our system changing hands.
We can't get to it all this time because we can't afford to build a road to it.
Let me look.
Okay, because, I mean, the stuff that was in the file was a deed from the Browns. Did you guys...
We bought it from the Browns 15 to 20 years ago.
Okay, so that wasn't a recent purchase, and this is a...
So this is a beneficiary deed, I guess.
This has been 15 to 20 years that we've owned it.
I'm sorry?
Beneficiary deed?
Okay, a beneficiary deed only takes effect upon death.
Right.
That
and we did fill out a beneficiary deed for my daughter.
Ah, oh, okay. So that, all right. So, yeah, so there was no recent.
Okay.
Gotcha.
No, there is not. We did a beneficiary deed last year on it.
Okay. All right. Have people been using that thing to run ATVs or anything like that, or do you know?
I have no idea. The only way we could get to it is park up at the top of the hill and walk down the side of the mountain. And neither one of us are capable of doing that.
Okay.
I hope nobody's running ATVs on it because it's not their property.
So as far as you know, there's no roads on it?
They are handicapped.
No, there's no roads on it.
Or paths.
There used to be a, which was supposed to be our easement, a road that was 100 years old. They used to make moonshine down there because we've got a natural fall or natural
spring or something.
Yeah, spring coming in, and there was a like tractor or truck drive down through there, but I'll just put a stop to us using that. So now our easement is up on the bluff.
Okay, and that when you say easement, do you have an actual easement?
On paper we do. It's going to be hard to build a road through it, but on paper we have one.
Okay, and is that from the Browns as well?
It's from Browns and Bruce Dunn. Bruce Dunn on the property before Alton's did.
Gotcha. And this acreage is basically a bluff, you said?
Yeah.
Or a ravine, or what is it?
It's what now?
It's very steep on both sides.
On both sides, it's very steep. Down in the middle, it's flat.
Okay. And does it have any kind of utilities to it at all?
No.
All right. What have you been?
It has nothing to it. We can't put no farm animals down there because we can't get to them.
Gotcha. So I take it you've had some conversations with the assessor's office?
Yeah.
Okay. Given the information that they've related here, let me ask the assessor, does your appraised value that you have on here change?
Well, we just took away the productivity value. They've got 24 acres.
Okay. And the productivity value is based on the land study that you've...
Productivity value is based on that being a farm, and that was put on there years ago. And like I said, we don't have any evidence that it's a farm anymore.
Sure.
So they're put on at market rate. But they're still
agriculture. So it went from what to what?
They went from 1,752 to 104,540. So their assessed went from 210 to 12,540.
Okay, and that's based on land values in the Branson School District.
Correct. Is that like correct? We put on everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terry, we're going to have not just yours on the docket. We're going to have other ones on the docket as well. And this is a land valuation. What's happened is that the assessor's office has done some land evaluations as far as property that's just sitting vacant, even if it's got no utilities, it's still classified as agricultural. But what's happened is they're looking at land values to determine how much a particular property is worth or what it could sell. In other words, fair market value of the property. And that's why it's been with an easement, you can get to it. It's just a question of being developed, I suppose. But It sounds like you have an easement to it, but as to whether
the cost of big money to build the road down
it would, yeah.
It,
as to the value of the property, which is what we're a citizen board, we're tasked with assessing the value of it. Jesse, my thought process right now, and it's obviously give me your 2 cents worth, but. Since I think we're going to see this issue come up repeatedly in this session, I would like to...
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so for 24 acres in Branson, they've been paying $10 in taxes a year for about 20-something years, and this will bring it up to around $600 for 24 acres.
About $600?
Yeah.
From $10 to $600?
$650
is what you have. Yeah, per acre. Yeah.
On 24 acres.
But, and, Terry, we're being broadcast over the internet, so we're just kind of talking through, because your case is one of the other ones, too. It probably, in fairness, it sounds like to me that values probably need to go up on vacant land, especially when there's a significant amount, but as to how much that is or what that is compared to other pieces of property and other locations, I'm not sure yet how we're going to do that. My thought process is I'd like to spend more time looking at the what the assessor's office has done on the valuations here and perhaps table this till we have a full board as well. I don't know what your thought is, but...
I'm okay with that.
Does she have comps?
It sounds like they don't... Terry, do you have any ability to get any kind of comparables for property out that way and what it's selling for and those kinds of things?
No.
I mean, have you guys ever talked to her?
I've searched the internet for land in Katy County for sale, but I haven't found anything out by us.
Terry, have you guys ever put the property up for sale or talked to a realtor,
No.
or anything like that? Okay.
No.
Well, one of the things that can help us as a board to make some decisions on property is if we have comparables, like what other vacant land has sold for in your area, things like that. That's something that we, and that's, in other words, I'm contemplating right now, because we don't have a full board today as well, making a motion to table this to later this month, and that might give you the opportunity to do that.
Okay.
If you could do that. Do you have anything else, Jesse, you want to add? Okay. All right. If it's all right with you, Terry, I'm going to make a motion to table this matter until...
Afternoon
15th? Okay. July 15th in the afternoon, sometime between 1 and 5. They'll probably schedule you at, 1? But we could call you anywhere between 1 and 5, if that's all right with you.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. We're going to go to 7:15. And we're going to look at this more and figure it out. I mean, I think that the value that you're at is probably pretty low for 24 acres. But at the same time, we would just want to make sure. Basically, it's a ravine. If you got any kind of comparables or talk to an agent or somebody like that, it might be helpful to us. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Do we need to make a motion to table?
Do we have a second?
Yep.
All in favor?
All right.
All right. Tabled to 7:15 afternoon. And I'm assuming that the way that you've done this, just to be clear, Susan, is that you, to try to be uniform, you've applied the same value across the board to these pieces of property. So when we get into, you know, such as, you know, whenever somebody comes and asks for a variance in front of the P&Z board, I know this is not zoning, but it's often because it's a cliff or something like that. They can't do certain things with it. So certain properties are going to have a different value than other properties. And I don't know. I haven't looked at this in particular, but I'm just, in other words, that's kind of where our play is, in my opinion, as to whether somebody, I understand what you would, the assessor's office, it would be great if we could have something uniform across the board. That's, anyway.
It's the only way we could think of to make it fair. And again, we're talking 24 acres, and so that's a lot of land.
I appreciate that, and as I've said on the record to her, I mean, probably that's it's been artificially low for quite a while. But I'm just wanting to make sure I understand how this is being done and what we as a board are going to be tasked with here. Okay. I'm going to go again to BOE 62 through 70.
That's the one with 8.
And it looks like there's no 67, but it goes on through 70. Hi, Dave. This is David Akers with Taney County BOE. Is now a good time?
Yes, good time, David. And I apologize. I happen to be on another Zoom call. But yeah, I'm good to go.
Well, that's fine. It looks like we hit your time anyway for your first one. So, listen, we see several of these, including Blue Hill and then above it all, Ventures. We've got about, I think, 8 on the docket here. Is this a... I think we've seen some of these before, and we did our standard, you know, you get to pick the one you want at the mixed-use classification, the rest are commercial. Is this something that you're trying to go to the State Tax Commission with, or is there something, I think these have come in front of us before. Just
it was me that actually presented to you.
Gotcha.
Just a little backstory. Above it all, Ventures LLC is co-owned by myself and Andrew Covington, and we own 5 of the units. The largest unit, a 12-bedroom, we have received the 25-75 ratio, residential to commercial.
Okay, is that one been appealed?